Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
To the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Hammer, is a report coming out from CBS News. Other outlets have been reporting, too, that the White House is considering opening up the United States to refugees from Gaza.
Why not? Because the first round has gone so well.
I mean, first, you're going to bring a bunch of people in that have been indoctrinated with anti-Semitism and hate and violence since they were kids.
Right.
Ask yourself why Jordan and the Saudis and Qatar and other places in the Middle East won't take these people.
Joe Biden does not care. He feels like he can get these people a pathway to citizenship, and they will vote for him or the Democrat Party moving forward. Let's be honest. It's probably not going to be Joe by the time these people actually get to vote. Hell, maybe it will be. We don't know. But this is what they want. They know there's a housing crisis. We can't fit, you know, all the folks coming across the border now, but bring some more in. Sure. Why not?
Under taxpayer funded benefits.
Right.
And again, as you said, potentially gain U.S. citizenship for people that are fleeing a war that is soon, let's face it, it's probably going to end. Hopefully within the next couple of months, once Israel, IDF go into Rafah and eliminate the remnants of Hamas, then it's rebuilding.
And because you're paying for it, and I'm paying for it with our tax dollars, if you have any delusions of grandeur that the inflation rate is going to start going down, get ready, Bal. Once we start bringing in a whole new round of taxpayer-funded refugees who are anti-Semitic, guess what? You're going to see the temperature in the country stay pretty hot, if not get hotter, and inflation also get a little hotter. It's everything you don't want. Like, I didn't think it was possible for Joe Biden's approval ratings to go down any lower than they already are. But this plan proves right here that if you look underneath of the barrel where Joe Biden's approval numbers are, there's a whole new level of dumb.
Can we just concentrate on exporting some of the hate in this country instead of importing more of it?
Right. Like, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal with the fine folks at Hamas. We'll send you a bunch of our college kids that are upset and all of the folks here that want to free Palestine. We'll give you those. You give us some of the hostages you have. It's a win-win, right?
I love how these pro-Hamas, anti-Israel demonstrators and agitators and protesters, you know, one of their main slogans, from the river to the sea is one, but the other one is, you know, calling for a general ceasefire in Gaza, calling for an end to the war. But every time Israel comes up with a solution, Hamas rejects the ceasefire.
And there was a ceasefire before October 7th.
Oh, that's right.
They were in a ceasefire. Kayleigh McEnany is the former White House press secretary. She talked about this Gaza refugee plan on Fox earlier today.
So immigration has become a top political issue in the country. And you're telling me President Biden's going to take executive action not to close the southern border, but to bring in more Palestinian refugees. Wow. Good luck with that in a general election.
So go up to, even in liberal cities, right, with liberal mayors, go up to Mayor Adams in New York City.
Boy, yeah.
Go to Chicago and say, listen, I've heard your complaints. I know your people are upset because they're losing a lot of space and room for all of the folks crossing the border. Here's how we're going to fix it. Bringing in more. How's that going to go over? That's not going to go over real well, even in Democrat hotbeds.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.